With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Montana's statewide high school graduation rate has never been higher, Breezender reports.
Superintendent of Public Instruction Denise Juno announced today at Missoula Sentinel High School that 86% of students graduated in 2015. That's a jump of nearly 6% since 2009.
But Montana's graduation rate has never been just about a number. It's about making sure every student in Montana, no matter their background, their zip code, their economic background, has an equal shot at success.
Juno says the higher graduation rates will lead to a $6 million increase in the state's economy. Graduation rates have risen for both Montana students overall and among American Indian students. But the number of Native students graduating high school has remained 20% below the overall graduation rate since 2009. The latest national statistics ranked Montana 21st among the states in high school graduation. I'm Breezender, Montana Public Radio.
A man who was shot by two Kalispell police officers yesterday was hospitalized in critical condition after undergoing surgery. Flathead County Sheriff Chuck Curry says the officers were responding to a report of a suicidal woman. When they entered the house, they say a man came out of a back room with a rifle and threatened them. The Flathead Beacon says Kalispell police have now identified that man as 30-year-old Ryan Pengelly. The paper says Pengelly is a decorated veteran of three tours of duty in Iraq. Police say Pengelly ignored orders to drop a weapon and then the officers fired. He remained hospitalized in the intensive care unit today. Sheriff Curry said the shooting is still being investigated.
MTPR and Montana PBS invite you to attend a free preview screening of the new PBS historical drama, Mercy Street, set in a Civil War hospital. Join us Saturday, January 16th at 2 p.m. in the UC Theater at UM in Missoula. More details at mtpr.org.
With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The Washington State Legislature is preparing to take up a bill that could close a portion of Montana's Colstrip power plant. Today, Montana lawmakers voted to send two representatives to Olympia to try to save Colstrip, Corin Cates Carney reports.
The largest single owner of the Colstrip coal power plant is Puget Sound Energy, based in Washington. PSE is under pressure from Washington's governor and the State Utility Commission to reduce its reliance on coal-based energy. A bill introduced this week in the Washington State Legislature could result in parts of Colstrip being closed. Senator Jim Keene, a Butte Democrat, told other members of the Environmental Quality Council that there's a war over Montana's coal-based jobs.
If we lose this battle with Washington, or if we lose this agreement with Washington, would be a better way to put it, then we're going to have to come back as Montanans. I don't want Washington to decide what the workers at Colstrip in the mine and in the power plants are going to get. I want Montanans to do that.
Senator Keene and Wolf Creek Democrat Senator Rick Ripley will travel to Washington to testify on the importance of the Colstrip plant to Montana's workforce and economy. The PSE bill could be heard in a Washington Senate committee as soon as this month. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Investigators say the killing of a Montana man by a grizzly bear last summer underscores the need for hikers around Yellowstone National Park to travel in groups and take other precautions against bear attacks. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service today released a review board's report on the August 6th fatal mauling of Lance Crosby. The 63-year-old Billings man was the sixth person killed by a grizzly since 2010 in the Yellowstone region of Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho. Five victims were hikers, including four who were alone. None of the hikers carried bear spray. Roughly 700 to 1,000 grizzlies live in and around Yellowstone. State officials want to allow hunts of the federally protected animals, partly to address conflicts with people. State School Superintendent Denise Juno was in Missoula today to release the annual report on high school graduation and dropout rates. The report says Montana's overall public schools graduation rate was higher than ever last year at 86%. That's up more than 5% since 2008. Sentinel Principal Ted Fuller praised Juno for her leadership.
We are also here to celebrate Sentinel High School and Missoula County Public Schools leading the state of Montana with the highest graduation rate and the lowest dropout rate. So, yeah, worthy of celebration.
That's among Class 2A schools. Sentinel's graduation rate last year was just under 92%. District-wide, Missoula County Public Schools' graduation rate was just over 89%. The district with the lowest graduation rate in Montana was Billings at 82%. A plan to create the nation's largest oil transfer terminal has hundreds of Vancouver area residents speaking up, and Spokane will soon have the chance to weigh in. At a Clark County, Washington hearing yesterday, more than 150 people signed up to speak about the project. Opponents outnumbered supporters, as they did at a hearing last week that drew more than 1,000. Vancouver Energy wants to build a terminal that can handle 360,000 barrels of crude per day. Proponents say it will provide jobs in the region, but opponents question whether the company can be trusted. They're concerned about safety and potential environmental harm. A third public hearing will take place in Spokane Valley tomorrow. The project would funnel more than 4 oil trains a day through the Spokane area. Washington Governor Jay Inslee has the final say on the project. You can get Montana news anytime on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Eric Whitney.